Right now, what I'd like to share with you are the frames that I mentioned before, simply linguistic tools which will assist you in communicating with anybody utilizing either vague and ambiguous language for trance or specific language for pulling somebody out of trance. So here are the tools or the frames of neurolinguistic programming and creation technologies. So the first of these frames is what we call the agreement frame. The agreement frame is simply a way to pace and lead somebody linguistically. Remember, we talked about matching and mirroring, and the fourth indicator of rapport is the ability to lead and that person follows you. Well, the agreement frame gives us the ability to pace and lead somebody linguistically. The agreement frame is very simply utilizing this pattern. I appreciate and, or I respect and, or I agree and. Now, you will want to avoid using but or understand in talking with somebody. Because but is a negation operator. That means it negates everything that goes before it. So if you're having a conversation with somebody or you're debating somebody and they say, well, I really think that we should stay here late tonight and work on this project in order to get it done. And you say, yes, but we've got other things to do. You've just negated everything that they said by utilizing the word but. But if you were to utilize the agreement frame, you could pace and lead them to where you want to go. And it's a much more elegant way of communicating. So if you were to say, well, I agree we have a lot to do. And in order to better accomplish it, I think it would be best if we left early so that we could be charged and ready to go tomorrow when we start working on it. Notice how I did that. It didn't negate what they said. But instead, I met them where they were by agreeing with some part of their statement and then taking them where I want to go. That's the basis of pacing and leading. Another word that you don't want to use is the word understand. Well, I understand that you want to do that, but it's just not going to work. Understand can sometimes, the moment you say that, in their own put yourself in their mind, they're thinking, well, no, they don't understand. Right? It's real easy to say, no, I don't understand. So rather than using words like but and understand, it's best to use I appreciate, I respect, I agree, and instead of using but, we'll use the word and. And this is something that you can practice. Practice this in all your communications. This is the basis of pacing and leading linguistically, just like creating rapport. So if somebody says to you, I don't want to go out for Chinese food this evening, you can say, I agree that we should do something new. And what I was thinking was that we could go to the new Chinese restaurant so we could have a new experience. What do you think? So you notice how I've utilized it, met them where they were, and then paced them to where I want to go. The agreement frame is such a wonderful communication tool that I'll give you an exercise with it right now is to go out, and you may want to write this down if you're in some place where you can write this down. Just go ahead and write down your exercise. Even if you're driving your car, stop the car, pull it over, and write this down. And remember your agreement to follow through on each of these things. And remember, my promise to you was if you do what it takes, you'll find your communication mastery has gone through the roof by the end of this training series. So go ahead and pull over if you're driving and write this down. Utilize the agreement frame throughout the course of the day. And before you listen to the next CD, make sure that you've utilized the agreement frame at least 10 times. I know it's a lot, but utilize it. I appreciate and, I respect and, or I agree and. So that's the agreement frame. The next thing we're going to be looking at is the purpose frame. This is the basis for a lot of the negotiation techniques that we teach. So let me give you a quick example. So union comes and says, we want more money. Management says, for what purpose? Union says, so we can enjoy ourselves with our families more. Management says, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to give you 2 more days of vacation this year. So they've met the purpose of what was being asked without having to meet what specifically was being asked. So by asking the question, what purpose, that's called the purpose frame, you can find that you can oftentimes meet the purpose without having to meet the specific thing that's being required. And that's the basis of negotiation. So that's one of the frames that you can use in all your communication as well. The third useful tool and communication frame is known as the what if frame. What if frame is simply asking, what would happen if? The what if frame allows us to move beyond impasses in any type of interpersonal communication. So if somebody says, no, I don't want to do that, and you say, what would happen if you did? What that does is it causes their mind to begin thinking down the path you want them to think. So if somebody says, no, I don't want to sign up for your course, you could say, well, what would happen if you did? Or if somebody says, no, I don't think we're, like, if you're a salesperson and your prospect says, I don't think we'll be buying your product within the next 2 months. And you say, well, what would happen if you did buy the product within the next 2 months? How would that affect your business? What would happen if takes them beyond the objection of the moment and gets them thinking in a new way? So that's the what would happen if frame.